Throughout the history of the NBA, we often celebrate the winners who have been able to basically dominate the league with the different championships they have won. And that is why, when it comes to recognizing and ranking the greatest of all time, we often rank them in terms of the number of championships they have won. This is true for both players and coaches, as these people are the lifeblood of the NBA, both on and off the court. All that having been said, even though we often think about the players more than the coaches when it comes to the greatest winners in the history of the sport, we can never discount the fact that some of the greatest winners in the NBA are also the coaches because of strategic brilliance and their ability to allow winning teams to work together in unison for one important goal. Throughout the history of the coaches in the NBA, not a lot of names pop out when we talk about championship wins, aside from Red Auerbach, who many regard as one of the best, if not the best, coaches in the league, due to how he and his Boston Celtics were offensive and defensive pioneers during the 1960s. During his decade of dominance in Boston, Auerbach led the Celtics to 9 championships as their head coach and several more as the team's front office executive. Since Auerbach's dominance as a head coach, it became rare for a coach to win even half as many championships as he did. Not even the great coaches of the Lakers and Celtics during the 80s were able to come close to Auerbach's resume as a head coach. It was not until Phil Jackson rose to prominence as the architect of the all-time great Chicago Bulls in the 90s that a head coach had actually threatened Red Auerbach's championship record. And Jackson joined the Bulls as a man who had a huge responsibility on his broad shoulders, considering that he was coaching Michael Jordan, the player regarded as the greatest of all time.